Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Cassie Pearson, Knoxville School Superintendent, and Craig Mobley, Knoxville Business Manager, about the school board meeting.
With Cassie Pearson, Knoxville School Superintendent, and Craig Mobley, School Business Manager, talking about the most recent school board meeting. And Cassie, what did you see as some of the highlights?
One of the things I was really excited about was the proposal to continue the coding club. We did a pilot last year. One of our high school teachers, Katie Fleming, helped kids launch a coding club as a special extracurricular opportunity, and now we are going to make that more permanent. And so Katie is going to be the sponsor for that coding club, and our high school kids can explore a lot of different topics such as artificial intelligence, virtual reality, game design, robotics, and just basic coding and programming in all of those areas. And so that will be something that's official this year for our Knoxville High School students, and I think they're really going to enjoy that opportunity.
That sounds exciting. We had also a presentation from Stacy Picard about homeschool assistance program, and you want to talk about that?
Stacy has been our homeschool assistance program coordinator for several years now, and one of the things that we really appreciate is her ability to recap their previous year and all the opportunities they provided for students that are in that program, as well as looking at the new classes that they're going to offer this coming school year and any changes that they have with their handbook. So the board did approve the updates to the handbook. There weren't very many of them, but probably the biggest news was the enrichment classes that students who are in our homeschool assistance program will have access to this year. One of those includes our first Lego League, and that is for kindergarten through fourth graders. We also have a parent opportunity to learn more about early literacy and learning. There will be a book club, and one of the things the board talked several times about was the new Vikings History, Art, Literature, and Writing course as a humanities class that those students will be taking this fall, and that will be taught by Joel Picard. So as they get ready to launch this year, they will also be doing several science and STEM projects because they have received scale-up grants from the state of Iowa. And one of those is around drones. So learning how to operate drones and incorporate the use of drone footage into projects. So Stacy did a great job of kind of giving us a good perspective of what's gonna be coming for our homeschool assistance students. And they start school right after Labor Day in September. And the last couple of years, we've had right around 60 students that have been participating.
I understand one of their favorite classes was science classes.
Yes, they do. They really enjoy their science classes. And we have teachers at our high school that have in the past done biology or chemistry classes. And they've been able to take labs actually in our high school buildings after hours as part of their homeschool assistance program.
I heard you talk about progress being made on the new middle school building, too.
Yeah, we're coming along. It seems like every day you walk through, you see more and more progress. We're really making up some time. We're hoping to really have the majority of the construction done by the end of September. So we can get in and do some punch lists, and we can get punch items done and taken care of. But I think Cassie will have some more information about a upcoming open house for the new building.
And when is that set for, Cassie?
We are thrilled to announce that on Friday, September 30th, which happens to be homecoming week for us, that we are going to have our homecoming parade at 3 p.m., our varsity football game will start at 7:30 p.m. that night. And we play Seidel. They do not have a lower level team. So we have kind of a gap opening between our parade and our varsity football game. And we are gonna actually have our ribbon cutting ceremony that will be hosted by the Chamber of Commerce and our open house for our public and hopefully a lot of alumni. So from 4:30 to 6 p.m. on September 30th, We are going to open our doors and let our community see this beautiful new building that our students will be able to move into in October and really celebrate a huge community accomplishment. We are so grateful. Again, our community passed our bond referendum in March of 2020. And so this is kind of the, you know, getting to open the building and let people see what work has been done over the course of the last 2 years. And we cannot wait for September 30th. And we hope our entire community comes out to join us.
Sounds like a lot of building excitement for the Knoxville School District in 2022-2023. There's a lot to be shown.
There is, and it's been a group effort. We couldn't do this without our community and our school team, and it's all for the kids. We are doing all of this in the improvement effort so that we can provide the very best education for our kids here in Knoxville, and the future looks really bright. It's a great time to be a Panther.
And there were a few items approved for the new business. You want to talk about the items approved, Craig?
So we had a few fundraising requests that mostly dealt with homecoming. So all those fundraising requests were approved. Just prepare to get ready for your homecoming shirts or your homecoming tattoos or things like that. And then also with the construction project, we took the wall out between the wrestling room and the weight room at the high school. And we also had a lot of HVAC work done in that room to add air conditioning to the high school gym. And, you know, sitting back and looking at that room, you know, we realized we really didn't know the last time that room had been painted. And with taking the walls down and you know, it being a former weight room, there was some scuffs and marks all over the walls. So we decided that we would get a quote to paint that room. So the board approved a quote submitted by Edgar Lambert for $21,000 to paint the ceiling, ductwork, and walls of the new wrestling room.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson and Craig Mobley for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.